I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. It might look like Haiti's on fire again, but that depends on the lens through which you're looking. A partner tells their side of the story, and taking an important message to orphans becomes the focus of short-term teams to Russia. I'll tell you what that message is in a couple minutes, but we'll start today in the Caribbean. Google Haiti, and you'll see pictures of riots, strikes, and burning cars. Haitians in the streets of Port-au-Prince are angry about corruption and poverty. For Haiti with Love's Eva DeHart observes,
it's kind of a self-defeating thing. The Haitians think that they're protesting for something that's going to help their country, but they're driving the missionaries and the tourists away, which is their most instant form of cash. So it is having a really sad outcome.
Is the whole country up in arms? DeHart says no.
Up north, it's pretty much back to life as normal because Cap-Haitien is more on a survival level.
Even though Cap-Haitien lies over 100 miles north of Port-au-Prince, unrest still affects ministry. Riots in March caused for Haiti with Love to lose the help of two short-term medical teams from the U.S.
You get flexible when you're working in the mission field, and particularly in Haiti. You just take a deep breath and say it isn't going to happen that way, so what do we do next?
So keep praying for Haiti and continue helping for Haiti with Love.
We just really need their support, and we need God's support in keeping things calm so that we can do His work to the best of our abilities.
And Russia recently accelerated the process for Ukrainian citizens to gain Russian citizenship. The circulating question, why? After all, Russia is technically still at war with eastern Ukraine, but Slava Gospel Association's Eric Mock says the move makes sense. With regard to Ukraine,
since 2014, with the revolution that they had, where they ousted previous government and wanted to become more of an independent nation, the first response of Russia was to reclaim, in their words, to reclaim the Crimean Peninsula. Internationally, this has not been accepted as an acceptable move.
SGA steers clear of the politics, instead supporting local churches who are sharing the gospel on both sides of the divide.
Everything that we do, whether it be compassion ministry, summer camp, Christmas ministry, a program we have called Operation Winter Warmth, where we're bringing heaters and blankets and coal and wood to those that are suffering in this region. All these work together to build bridges that the gospel may be presented.
Mock says we can feed the hungry, but no profound difference happens without the hope of Christ. You can help support SGA's work by giving to a project. Most importantly, pray for the churches that SGA serves to boldly declare Christ. And we're ending today in Russia, where orphans just don't have much to call their own. However, a recent visit from SOAR International Ministries brightened the day of orphans in Ryazan, Russia. SOAR's Becky Dwinell discusses their Baskets of Hope outreach.
We have people really all around the world supporting and sponsoring a basket. In this case, we used backpacks this year.
In these baskets are school supplies, winter clothing, and other basic supplies and toys. Everything in the baskets is bought in Russia, so the children are familiar with the items. Yet the item they get most excited about isn't the toys.
They don't go for the candy. They don't go for the school supplies. The first thing they look for are the Bibles. Each child gets a Bible in the Russian language. And it's so cool just to see their eyes light up when they get these baskets.
The gift of these baskets and Bibles helps children learn more about God's Word and provides them with necessary resources.
You know, they cherish those Bibles over there.
If you want to know more, go to missionnews.org. and find your place in the story. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. A picture tells a thousand words. And this month, Open Doors USA is offering a special e-art book called Tears of Gold. This is the result of a trauma recovery program for Christian women in Nigeria. And it tells a moving story of God's hope through pain and of beauty breaking through the ugliest sin. It's also a reminder to pray. So look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.